This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Fed does what it does, banks do what they do, and businesses gotta keep on plugging away. Bed Bath & Beyond is trying, again, to stay out of bankruptcy protection and get back to retailing. Its latest move is to ask shareholders to approve a reverse stock split. That is a strategy you don't often see, so we asked Marketplace's Kristen Schwab to explain.
Let's start this with a super quick lesson on good old-fashioned stock splits, not the reverse kind. A company decides its stock price is too high and wants to make it more affordable, so it divides its shares, say, in half. That means there are double the number of shares available for half the price.
And then a reverse stock split is literally just the reverse of all of that.
Philip Bond is a finance professor at the University of Washington. He says a company might consider a reverse split when the price of shares drops too low. So the company, say, doubles the price of its stock by cutting them in half. Bond says regular stock splits are all about optics. I am affordable, accessible, buy me. A reverse stock split can make a company appear more valuable, but
there are a few more sort of real reasons unrelated to market psychology why you might want to do a reverse stock split.
The NASDAQ, where Bed Bath & Beyond is traded, it will move to delist companies that fall under $1 for 30 consecutive trading days. BB&B slipped under $1 on Monday. It's why Alice Bonome, a professor of finance at the University of Arizona, says a reverse stock split sends a message.
That the company is not confident enough that the stock will rise on its own. They have to take more extreme measures.
This move doesn't always spell doom, but Morningstar analyst Jamie Katz says BB&B is on a path of last resort.
On top of like being in a fundamentally difficult place in retailing, your biggest exposure is the housing market.
It's a home goods store, and the housing market has slowed with rising interest rates. She says it's likely the company will eventually face Bed Bath and bankruptcy. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.